It's been an interesting 2020, and I've got to say that Mercury, well, bye-bye Mercury retrograde, because you're over. You're out. We are done with Mercury retrograde, but we still got a few more things churning up here. And since it's not my area of expertise, you know what I did. I sat on my Sarah Spiritual Bat phone, and I called my friend Stacy. I said, Stacy, oh, destiny in the stars, Stacy Holler, what's going on? So I thought, let's bring her back on every month. We might as well hear a few words from Stacy and see what's going on. So, Stacy, how are you tonight? Welcome.
Hi, Sarah. I'm happy to be here and navigate the world with all of you.
Oh, it's been an interesting ride. And so our destiny is in the stars. So what are the stars and the planets got lining up? And how is that going to influence our very interesting and, well, just crazy start to November?
Yes, I agree on the crazy part. I just want to say I know we were all anxious for Mercury retrograde to be over. Yes, it did go direct yesterday, but it's not quite done with us yet. We talked a little last month about the shadow, and it is still happening. And as a little point of history, just to share with everyone, the last time Mercury went direct in an election was in 2000. Remember that Bush and Gore mess? Remember that election?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what's happening now, too, as you could see it. So we're still in that shadow. Unfortunately, Mercury's not gone yet.
Yes, we're in the shadow of its hecticness, yes, and it's miscommunication, yes. It's been a little crazy.
It just is really triggering what's happening. We're still in the effects, too, of the Taurus full moon on Halloween. That's going to bring us some surprises coming up, especially since it's conjunct Uranus. And I know you've been talking about this big conjunction coming up.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd explain. A conjunction is when the planets kind of align together and fuel each other's energies. They're about 0 to 10 degrees apart. So we have a lot of activity during this month that all is pointing towards the transformation. I know we were talking about so many planets that have been in retrograde, and now the rubber is meeting the road, and the planets are fueling for us to make the change and the power. I know everybody is certainly feeling that.
Yes.
And I want to talk about the big one that's coming up on November 12th. That conjunction is with Jupiter, which we know is expansion and opportunities, with Pluto, which is the wrecking ball that says, okay, I'm coming in to wreck this because you need to build something new. And it's all happening in Capricorn. Earthy Capricorn, which also is the sign of social justice. So that's what we're seeing. So all these planets are fueling up on November 12th, and it's really pushing this catalyst for transformation. And that's why I love so much what you were talking about, Sarah, because I think our thoughts and the way we navigate through this month is going to be what we choose to think, finding the truth, getting through the illusions, and really us as a society focusing on what we want for the world and in our personal lives, because this is going to really trigger changes. It's going to trigger structural changes that we're going to see, society changes, and it's also we could get some clarity and we could establish new things that really work for us. So that's what's happening in the world, but I know for us all personally, we're also being shook and transforming our own structures. You know, what is our home life like now? What does work mean to us? So it's happening society, and it's happening to us individually, and this transformation is just getting fueled.
And as we're in this fueling moment, it's really important for everyone to realize that first it starts with what reality you create for yourself and how you interpret what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And so to the point, Sarah, was the Scorpio new moon coming in on November 15th. That's when this is all going to be fueling. And Scorpio is birth, rebirth, changes, but it's also throwing illusions at us. What is real? What is not real? It really is telling us to seek the truth and our own personal truths so we could continue along to make the really needed changes to make it better for all of us.
And when someone's bombarded with, we had many people talking about, they've got negative chatter, they've got fear, they've got all these emotions, you know, and someone was very cutely said, you know, she adapted supercalifragilisticexpialidocious to break her cycle of any repetitive thoughts that might be negative. How can we interpret this? Because I know astrologically, every person has a different experience through this. It's meeting us at the core of the soul of where we need to be and how we most need to shift. But how can we go with the energy or shift what's happening around us and not lose ourselves in the fear of the change? Because people lose themselves in that fear.
Change is something that most people do fear. We have to hold on to the fact that nobody's comfortable with where we are right now. So the changes that are coming will bring us to a better place. And I think the message is to go inside and listen to our own intuitions and find our own truths and block out all that chatter that you've been talking about on the outside. It has to do with listening to our own intuitions and to validate what is really happening and to be fearless and to stand for what is right. And that's what's going to break out all those outside influences that are coming at you. That's part of the lesson that we have to learn.
Beautiful, beautiful, Stacy. Well, it's going to be an interesting November, we know. And as we close out this year, not that we're going to get ahead of ourselves, but we're going to have a little more stability in 2021. What does the planet look like coming into 2021? Like, or are we still going to be going through our metamorphosis?
You know, when it comes to the outer planets, that moves slowly. This is not going to happen overnight. It is going to take changes and decisions and moving forward. I do see things getting better. I think we're going to be challenged for a while. But I think we need to hold on to it's for the greater good. And to your point, that if we all find our own truths and use our own personal power to the outside world, we can make the good world happen. We can create that reality that you're talking about for us.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to all doing that. Thank you so much, Stacy, for joining us. And those of you who want to know what's in it in the stars for you, because everyone has their own personal journey. And just because we talk about Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, conjunctions happening in the middle of the month, well, we know about how it impacts generally. But I'm sure many of you listening, you want to know, well, how does that affect me? And what can I expect for my end of 2020 into 2021? And how does that affect me around my birthday? And what does my birth year look like? Well, Stacy, tell them, how could they learn more about this?
Well, what's so important is a lot of the things that we talk about, or when you read horoscopes, or you can get a lot of information to the things that affect us all when we look up into the sky. But it really comes down to how it affects your own journey and your natal chart. So we take a look at how is this all affecting you. Some of you are going to feel this much more strongly than others. Some of you are going to feel it in different parts of your life. Maybe work is really where it's focused on you, or your whole relationship world. So we take a look at how is this affecting you, and then how to use your own personal strengths to guide you through your own kind of journey within a journey that we're all a part of. So a solar return is what this year looks like around your birthday. What are going to be the highlights of this year for you, and where's your focus going to be? And that helps a lot of people kind of plan out the year and say, all right, I'm kind of along this journey. Here's what's coming up next. And we kind of shine that flashlight on the road ahead.
And that leads me to a follow-up question for you, Stacy. So let's say someone's birthday is in May. So now they're halfway through the year. But maybe they're not happy with how they've interpreted the energy thus far. They can still connect with you to kind of anticipate what the energy is going to be like so they can reinvent themselves between now and their next birthday, for instance, in May?
Well, if this is a year that you're supposed to be really focusing on one aspect in your life and you don't, it's still going to be there for you. And we could take a look and see where your next stop is along the road that you have to deal with. So, yes. And usually when you have a solar return, you start to feel the effects of that about a few months even before your birthday. So definitely if that's what you're interested in, we could absolutely take a look at where are you today along your birthday and then take a look at what's coming up ahead.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because I know everyone wants to know what's coming up. And since we all wish we had a crystal ball right about now, I don't know. I see a bunch of colors on a screen when I watch the news, but whatever's going on, we just want everyone to know that no matter what, right, Stacy, it is going to be all good. And whatever is meant to be, the divine universe is governing everything. So, Stacy, they can reach you at destinyinthestars.com, yes?
Absolutely. Reach out. You could contact me on that site. And, Sarah, I'm right with you. Sometimes when a change is needed, the planets and the energies are going to make us go there, but it is all for the greater good. And let's not forget that.
Let's not forget that, no matter what happens. So, everyone, reach out to Stacy, destinyinthestars.com. So appreciate your taking the time to join us on this very, very special day of a very momentous, unprecedented, not only year, but unprecedented time in our country. Thank you so much, Stacy. God bless you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.